Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Just to start with, could you update us on the fitness of Erling Haaland and Phil Foden and John Stones, please?
Erling is not ready for tomorrow, and the other two, they are ready.
You've said over the last few weeks that this has been your toughest season in terms of like getting teams on the pitch. Why is that? Is that just because of the weight of injuries, accumulation of matches, coming back after winning the treble?
The matches have been quite similar, like previous seasons. When you arrive in the last stage, it's always quite similar. Of course, you have the World Cup in Saudi Arabia, but I would say it's quite... You see, you have a lot of problems, important players with injuries and new players set up and of course, after win the treble and my things, but still we are there. So we won two titles this season. We are in the final FA Cup. We arrive at the last stages in Champions League and Premier League. We are there.
And I know you would have wanted to beat Real Madrid, but if someone had said to you in August that you will get to almost the end of April and you will still be favourites for the title and be in the FA Cup final, would you have thought that was a good return?
Yeah, I would have time. So, at the end, we arrive in those stages, depends, you can arrive until the end, and in 1 week, you can lose all titles. So, when it always happens like that. But the team, again, behave unbelievable. Really, really unbelievable this season again.
Yeah. Can I just ask, you said that, obviously, Erling's missing again for this game. How severe is his problem? Do you know roughly when he may be available?
No, it's not what I'm concerned. I know it's not a big issue, but it's not allowed for this game.
When you look at this stage of the season and every match, obviously it counts at any stage, but at this particular stage there is so much on every game. Is this the part of the year that you enjoy the most?
Yes, enjoy the most, yeah. But always in November, December, always enjoy too. So every game is adrenaline, every game is important. So, but yeah, that is decisive. So now every mistake or every step back, so more difficult, but this is what it is. So we have been here last year, fortunately, many times. So that's why we know we are playing for.
Does this stage bring out the best in you, though, as well, do you feel?
I would say the best for the players is important. I don't play. So important is the players have to be the best.
Can I just ask you about Roberto De Zerbi as well? You've spoken about your admiration for him many times. The more that you face him, does it get easier or does it get harder the more you know
harder.
Each other?
Admiration is growing up every season. So they had a lot of problems. Important players were sold and like Colwill at McAllister, Caicedo, so they're really, really important players for us. They have a lot of injuries. They play through competitions. But the way they play always is there. Always is there. So he's doing an incredible, incredible job in Brighton.
Thank you.
Hi, Pep. Given the amount of games you've had so far and in such a short period of time, is the Brighton game tomorrow a good opportunity to maybe rotate a few that you've kept playing in all these games?
I don't know what does it mean rotate. So every player can play and deserves to play. I know for every mindset, for every person, have his start 11 or the February players, but everyone has his contribution of that. So now we had 3-4 days, you know, the last game against Chelsea. So and tomorrow is one of the toughest games of the season. Brighton away, if you put in my calendar, is one of the toughest ones for the way they play.
I'm just wondering if we could get your thoughts on the news that came out of Nottingham Forest recently, you know, questioning the integrity of refereeing in this country itself. I don't know, what did you feel when you heard them coming out with stuff like that?
Absolutely disagree. So always there are a big, I would say, in every league in the world, these kind of things today happen more and more. But of course, never doubt about that.
Just to clarify, so you've got no doubts over any questions around?
Absolutely not. Referees want to do the job the best as possible. Of course, they feel the pressure. We put pressure on the managers and on them that is for the passion of the game, for, you know, for the moment. But when I'm sitting, reflect, and afterwards, so they try to do the best. So they are scrutinizing. You know, the cameras are there. So when they make a mistake, like we do a mistake, they feel bad. So it's normal. So, of course, when they do the job, they want to do it well. So they be fair. But it's a game like it's so difficult, complicated, it's fast, it's quick. Decision had been made in one instant. So it's not easy going.
And obviously this coming from someone like you of your stature, I mean, do you feel like overall, as a collective of clubs, we need to have a better approach when it comes to reactions around refereeing?
Right now?
Yeah, and in general as well.
I talk of my club. My club, absolutely we are. So we are here and try to do our job. So accepting our mistakes and our problems.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.